question number 34.
Gemara brings down two migos. The Baal Gemara handles two migos. The first migo, the Gemara says, migo that have a doif in the sukkah. Migo that have a doif in the sukkah have a doif in the Shabbos. And the second migo is, migo that have a doif in the Shabbos have a doif in the sukkah. Let me again do to mevar the inyanim. The first migu that the Gemara brings down, it's a migu that have a doif in the sukkah, have a doif in the Shabbos. The Gemara, loshna Gemara, is shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlish is afilu tefa. Omar rove v'chein le'inyan Shabbos. Omar rove v'chein le'inyan Shabbos. That shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlish is afilu tefa could work for Shabbos also. Shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlish is afilu tefa could work for Shabbos. V'chein le'inyan Shabbos. Migul have a doifin in Yan Sukkah, have a doifin in Yan Shabbos. So we mentioned that the Ashlome brings down, it's Machlekes Rishonim really. In the case of Sukkah, we have Shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlish is afilu tefach. One of them, Rove says, v'chen le Shabbos. If you have a Sukkah, Shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlish is afilu tefach. If you have a Sukkah, Shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlish is afilu tefach. So you say a migu, migu that have a doifin in Yan Sukkah, have a doifin in Yan Shabbos. Zog de Ashlama. The migu could help, as Evi in Sukkah I have three walls. So in Shabbos it's also considered that I have three walls. Oh, but it's only three walls. Sukkah is enough three walls. Shtayim ki ilchosov shish tefilu tefach aloch al meishim misin, I said, ki ilu I have three walls. So I have three walls. So we're looking at Lemaisa Kilo, I have here three walls. Migud, I have a doifin in Yan Sukkah, I have a doifin in Yan Shabbos. Well, it's a doifin in Sukkah, it's a doifin for Shabbos. Oh, but how much walls I have in Sukkah? Three. Shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlish tefach. So the Migud says, it's Kilo now I have a doifin in Shabbos. How much tfanas I have now in Shabbos? Weiter three. Zog de Ashlome, v'meile, I'm not allowed to carry. If a person has a chotzer with three walls, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So the migud have a doifin in Yan Sukkah, have a doifin in Yan Shabbos, two zoif, that like I have two and a half, that it's three. The migud says that it's three for Shabbos, for Sukkah, it's three for Shabbos. I'll be not allowed to carry on such a Sukkah in Shabbos, because the migud only helps. So what, legabi, what helps the migud? Legabi deiraisa. Before it was considered a shusarabi. And if someone took out from his house and he was mighty to the sukkah, he's chayev misa. Mishusayochel shusarabim. Now duch the migu, shtayim ki ilchoso v'shusafilu tefach, it becomes a shusayochid. And the if he's mighty in Shabbos, he's not chayev misa. Aber zeu. It only helps that he's not chayev misa. Aber that you'll be allowed to carry? Avadanish? Avadanish will not help you that you'll be allowed to carry? Because Lemaiz it only has three mechitzes. Le'umas them the meiri says no. The migu helps, and you're allowed to carry. Zog the meiri, you're allowed to carry. You're allowed to carry. This zog the meiri. You're allowed to carry. The migu helps, and you're allowed to carry. Not only shtayim kilchos v'shisach v'lutefach. That kilo he had three walls. The migu helps, you're allowed to carry the haim. You have shtayim kilchos v'shisach v'lutefach. And Shabbos and Shasha Sukkah, not only as a Rishus Ayochid, it becomes a Rishus Ayochid, kilo it has four walls, and you're allowed to carry. What is the Hezba? So we mentioned the Velt says, when the Meiri is Merames, what is the Machlekes, the Ashlome and the Meiri? How to look at the Migu? The Ashlome learns, Migu that have a doifil in Yan Sukkah, have a doifil in Yan Shabbos. So I have shtayim kilchoso, v'shish safilu tefach. The Aloch L'Moshim Yisina said, the doifil is Nimshach. So kilo I have a third doifin. Don't see the koyach of the aloch of the Moshim Yisinai. No. Migud have a doifin in Yan Sukkah, have a doifin in Yan Shabbos. So we're looking at kilo and Shabbos, I have also shalosh tfanis. Oh, but you're not allowed to carry. The Meiri learns, the Meiri himself shows on it, the Migud is in the Reshus. The mechitzas amatirois. Migud that these mechitzas make reshus amuteres lesukkah. V'meile they make a migud that have a reshus leshabbos. So meile v'al hazeifi for sukkah, it's a sukkah gmuro. So Legabi Shabbos, it's also a Shabbos Gemura, but mainly you're allowed to carry. These are the two tznodim. So the Mashlama learns the Migu doesn't help Legabi the Rabbanon, because you only have three walls, but mainly you can't carry. And the Meiri learns the Migu helps. So the Ganser Rishus Migu, that it's Matir for Sukkah, and it's Goyder the Rishus for Sukkah, we said it's Goyder the Rishus for Shabbos, mainly it helps that you're allowed to carry in Shabbos. Said. We said Lishoynes Rashi, and I want to be minded at Vol. Lishoynes Rashi Aveishva. Lishoynes Rashi Aveishva. Why Lishoynes Rashi Aveishva? And Rashi state klor that you're allowed to carry. Rashi says, Umetaltel umachmis mimeno lebeiso. Machmis umoitzi ameno lebeiso. State klor in Rashi, you're allowed to carry. Machmis umoitzi mimeno lebeiso. So what we've stated in Rashi that he holds like the Meiri, you're allowed to carry. And mitzad sheni, Rashi says, finishes the migu, migu they have a doifen shleimo, ochi aymer achmar le moishe, they have a doifen nimshach al pnei kuloi, the level of doifen shleimo le suke, have a doifen le Shabbos. Mashmah is learning that the migu is in the doifen. If you learn that the migu is in the doifen, we only have three walls, you're not allowed to carry. This is the Ohr of Pshat in Rashi. So there's two ways to learn Rashi. There's one way to say lav dafke. Rashi taki means the migus and the reshus. The Lashon is Rashi will have to be Meyasha, we'll see Balt. To Meyasha the Lashon is Rashi, although the migus and the reshus, migus that the mechitzas amatir, the place, goiter, the place for Sukkah, and the goiter for Shabbos, we don't count walls. We say migus that this place is considered godur, klapi Sukkah, it's mutur klapi Sukkah, but mele it's mutur klapi Shabbos, and mele you're allowed to carry. Other, the Achronim have a tzad b'das Rashi, and I want to mention it very clear. Rashi learns Einachanami, the Migu only helps Klapi the Raisa, not Klapi the Rabbono. Why Rashi holds you allowed to carry inside the Sukkah? It's another Zach. The Rosh, B'toich HaDvorim, says, Chazal loy gozru b'shabesh el Sukkah. Chazal will matir. Letzorich mitzvah Sukkah, the Migu takes care of the Dei Raisa. Midei Raisa is Rishus Horabim. So the Shtayim ki ilchoso b'shlish afilu tefach. It's not even three walls. The Migu gives it the three walls. Why are you allowed to carry? Zog the Rosh kalu shehikilu. Klapi Shabbos, Loshon HaRosh. Mishum mitzvah suke itiru letalter kmo shehitiru gabi kasi pasi biroetz. Rosh says it in the Hemshach HaSugya. They were matir. So there's two ways to learn Rashi. Other Rashi that learns like the Meiri, that the Migu is in the Rishus, but you don't count walls. Migu that the Lamai said these three walls, Shafoif is a Sukkah, the Shafoif is a Shabbos, so we made a Sukkah, Sukkah in Gansen, Shabbos is a Shabbos in Gansen, you're allowed to carry. And the Meiri, not as Zevi Dashlome, although no, Lashon is Rashi that can mashma that the Migu is going in the Doifen, Migu that have a Doifen Shleimo, the Sukkah have a Doifen Shleimo, the Shabbos, and you only have three walls, why are you allowed to carry? Al Derech HaRosh, that Kalush שיקילו חכמים בשבת דסוקה לצריך מצווה כמו לא דו מאתו חדוי לרגולים דו מייקר חדוי לרגולים סעזב דו מייקר חדוי לרגולים ומייל דו מאתו רוסו פשבת דסוקה. This is the Tzuras HaDvorim, we are maimed the Dvor. So let me again do now the Shittas HaRishonim, we'll try to build up every Rishon very close. We'll start with Shittas HaRif. The Rif is mashmid this Gemara. The Rif doesn't bring down the Gemara. The Rif is mashmid the Gemara. He doesn't bring down the first Migu, Migu that have a doifin l'sukkah, have a doifin l'shabbos. The Rif doesn't bring down that Migu that have a doifin l'sukkah, have a doifin l'shabbos. The Rif doesn't bring down. Zog dash loma. I'll tell you why the Rif doesn't bring it down. The Rif learns like me. Migu only helps klapi the Raisa, doesn't help klapi the Rabbona. I bring it legabi the Raisa. So the Rif, it's not negat. Shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlish tefilu tefach, needs a tzura sa pesach, al tzoyf ha-doifen. If it needs a tzura sa pesach, al tzoyf ha-doifen, legabi Shabbos tzura sa pesach, stoch ha-mechitz ha-gmur. So Rishu Sayochi de Rai says anyway, shtayim ki ilchoso, and the shlish is as tefach, mit a tzura sa pesach, ha-pnei kuloi. So it's anyway Rishu Sayochi de Rai says. And legabi de Rabbonon, the Migu anyway doesn't tzoyf. There's no reason for the Rif to bring it. Why the Gemara brought it down? The Gemara will go Toiras Rabbe. Rabbe doesn't know you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. Aber we pass in La'alocha Azei V'rove V'oisto L'Tzuras HaPesach Ap Mekulo. Bemelel anyway has a Tzuras HaPesach till the end of the war. So it's not Megia, Azei Zog De Ashlome. So Bedas HaRiv Zog De Ashlome. Why the Riv doesn't bring it down? Because he holds like me that the Migu only helps Klape De Reise. I had three walls. Shtayim Kirchos, Shis Afilu Tefach. It's three walls in Shabbos. Aber Legabe carrying the Migu doesn't help. So the Gemara brought it down because it's enough Kemina that this was not even Shis Ayochi De Reise. Was only Shtayim Kirchos, Shis Afilu Tefach. Aber while we pass in La Aloche, Vois the Tzuras HaPesach Ap Nekuloi. So Mele, the Tzuras HaPesach till the end. If the Tzuras HaPesach till the end. So the Mele, it's considered Rosh Hashayochid Gmur. So Mele, Legabe De Reise is no left Kemina. Zog De Ram, ish tazei poshet. Tzuras HaPesach doesn't have to be till the end. Tzuras HaPesach only has to be 7. The rest doesn't need a Tzuras HaPesach. So if you have 2 kilchoso, and then you have a Tzuras HaPesach 7, so the rice is Rosh Hashayochid only till the end of the 7. The rest of the sukkah is kosher medin psar. So it's a migud, I have a day for the sukkah, I have a day for the Shabbos. So you need it even legabi the rice, not only legabi the rabbonon. Mit der Reise zu Rishus Ayochid 2 Kilchoso, Schlishis Tefach im Tzuras HaPesach 7, so zu Rishus Ayochid till the end of the 7. But not the whole place of Rishus Ayochid. The rest will not be Rishus Ayochid. If the rest will not be Rishus Ayochid, so you need the Migu to say, but the Sukkah, the rest is a Sukkah. The Gemara says, if you do Psal to the rest of the Sukkah, if you do Psal to the rest of the Sukkah, so it's weiter Negea, Migu da v'deifin in Yon Sukkah, v'deifin in Yon Shabbos, even legabi de Reise. Because without the Migu, the Sukkah finishes in the 7. With the Migu, the Sukkah finishes till then. So I need the Migu, even Legabi Dei Reise. So the Sharatzion is Merames, say that. The Rif learned, Tzuras HaPesach Ap Nekula. The Ran learned, Tzuras HaPesach is only 7. We brought down some Rishonim, the Ribu, Medayik and Rashi, Tzuras HaPesach Ap Nekuloi. So he doesn't have enough Kemine. Because he learned the Tzuras HaPesach Ap Nekuloi. The Ran Lishitos, he learned the Tzuras HaPesach is only 7. So he's saying, weiter, the Rif had to bring it down, because even Legabe Dei Reise, we have enough Kemine. Because even Legabe Dei Reise, we have enough Kemine. So the Rif had to bring it down. But we don't have to bring it down. Because the Rif doesn't have to bring it down, because the Rif himself holds Tzuras HaPesach Ap Nekuloi. Sharatzir says it in one word, when he has a shaila, that Tzuras HaPesach has to be at Mekuloi or not, he says, Muchach Baran Besugye She'enoi at Mekuloi. This is the Ran that is Chelek and the Rif. So, if we're only learning the Ran, we can answer it. If we're only learning the Ran, so we have a Tzuras HaDeshmaise. The Tzuras HaDeshmaise will be like we say, that the Ran, the Rif doesn't bring it down, he doesn't hold it, helps with the Rabbanon. Because you only have three walls. How much you have in Sukkah, you have in Shabbos, not more. You have a small one, it helps for Sukkah, it helps for Shabbos, but it's not four. The Gemara brought it down because the Gemara didn't have to have Tzuras HaPesach. Frek the Rab, but even if the Dinanis forget, because Tzuras HaPesach is only on 7, the Teretz is, the Rif learned Tzuras HaPesach is at Pnei Kula. But the second Kasha, we'll get to later in the Hemshach, the second Kasha of the Rab. Now, we're going back to the first Kasha of the Rab. Frek the Rab, the Tzuras HaPesach is only 7. So weiter, I need the Migu, because without the Migu, the Sukkah in the Rishus HaYochid is only till the end of the 7. With the Migu, the whole Sukkah is kosher, and the whole Sukkah will be Rishus HaYochid. So we answer, the Ran learns the Tzuras HaPesach, the Rif learns the Tzuras HaPesach is till the end. Frag the Welt, aber weiter we have a Shaila. The Rif could bring Bava Nefkemine, not the Tzuras HaPesach. Shtayim ki ilchoso, and you have a real 7. Shtayim ki ilchoso, and a real 7. What happens then? You have Shtayim ki ilchoso and a real 7. So the Sukkah is kosher and the rest is kosher within Psal Lekule Alme. So without the Migu, Rosh Hashayochid is only till the end of the 7. With the Migu, the whole wall is kosher, Psal. So the whole place is Rosh Hashayochid. I'm asking the same question as the Ran. We have the Ran and the words. The Ran said the Rif Vayter has to bring down the Nafkemine. Even Legabe de Reise. Even that he doesn't hold that a Migu helps Legabe de Rabbonon. But it has to have Nafkemine Legabe de Reise. The Rif has to bring it down. Why the Rif has to bring it down? Because the Chabzach Hanaf Kimin Legabe Dei Reise. We're Chabzach Hanaf Kimin Legabe Dei Reise. When the Tzuras HaPesach is only 7. So we said, no, the Rif learns Tzuras HaPesach at Mei Kula. Say that. But in the case of Psal, that you have 2 Kilchosa and 7, so Medin Psal, the Sukkah is kosher till the end. So without the Migu, Rosh Hashayochid will finish in 7. Of a Migu that have a Doifel in Yen Sukkah, have a Doifel in Yen Shabbos. So you can answer Balabatish, the Gemara is not talking on that case. The Gemara was talking on Shtayim Ki Ilchos of Shishta Filu Tefach. You're right, different Nechetimtzes is not such a tain on the reef. Why does it bring down different Nechetimtzes? Ich weiß nicht. Ist das sehr starke Teil. Aber der Welt ist ein Poshtetelitz. It's the Rief des Shittosri. Hat sich ein Gut. Why the Rief didn't bring it down? It's my mom is glad. Hat sich ein Gut. Mom is glad. We said the Rief learns, the Migu doesn't help Legabe der Rabbonu. Why? It doesn't stop you saying it helps for Sukkah, it helps for Shabbos. Migu, they have a Doifel in Yen Sukkah. The Doifel is Mamshich le Sukkah. It's called a Doifel Beruach Shlishis. It's a Doifel for Shabbos. Aber Beruach Shlishis, not more from that. Zog the Rief, how Psal works? The Rief learned Psal works, not that the Doifel is Nimshach. Shtayim Ki Ilchos of Shishtaf in 7, so the rest is kosher within psal, is a halacha. If chaylik is kosher, the ganze zach is kosher. What will help a migu for Shabbos? It's not that the doifen is still the end. The halacha is psal ayoytze min asuke, nidin kesuke. Even that it doesn't have walls, but psal ayoytze min asuke, nidin kesuke. That's the halacha from psal. Psal ayoytze min asuke, nidin kesuke. Remember, I have 7, the rest is kosher. What do you say, migu? The Rali Shitosu learns what is Psal, like Loshen Rashi, Adoif and Nimshach. The Mele, even if it's 7, why Psal works, Ki'ilu, the wall is till the end. Migu, that in Sukkah, the wall is Ki'ilu till the end, and Shabbos, the wall is Ki'ilu till the end. But the Rivna Shitosu that learned that the Migu doesn't offer Shabbos. So the Rivna learned that the Migu is in the walls. Gemiri explains, Pshat and Dashlama. The Migu is in the walls. Migu, that this wall works for Sukkah, it works for Shabbos. The Psal doesn't work for Sukkah, it works for 7. The Tefach, Ki'ilu, was Nimshach Apnei 7. So Migu, that I had a Doifel in Sukkah, I have a Doifel in Shabbos. It's not Mitzad Doifel. Rishus, you don't say Migu, if you the Rif. You say the Doifel. It's not a Doifel. It's not a Doifel. It's Psal, it's Medin Psal. And what not? It's not a Doifel. This is the Rif, it's not a Doifel. Let me get invited. What? Right, for sure. I have the second tells. I don't need the first tells. So, B'shita Sarif, we're very close. So, B'shita Sarif is glad. So the Rif doesn't bring down the Gemara. The Rif learned that the Migu only helps Klape the Reis, it doesn't help Klape the Rabbonon. I frek the Ran, Basidoi Chetimtzes, that it's Nogia, even Legabe the Reis, when it's only 7. So on Tzuras HaPesach we answer, the Rif holds up Nekulai, but now we're answering better, that the rest is Kosher Mitzal Psal, Psal is good Besuke, and it's not good Klape Shabbos. So we have to remember, we'll see later, Nach later Asikum, we say now a Chidush, that Lefi the Rif, even Klape the Reis, not only Klape the Rabbonon. If you have a sukkah shtayim ki ilchoso, two big ones, and one is 7, lefi the Rif, the rest is not reshus hayochid. We don't say migu. Lefi the Ran, we say migu. Not only klapi the rabbonon, we have an afkimina, even klapi the eraisa. Then lefi the Rif b'chai gavne, you don't say migu, and lefi the Ran b'chai gavne, you say migu. This is shita sarif. Lama again, Shita Sarosh. The Rosh brings down the Rif, that the Rif was mashmid the Saloche. Zog the Rif, the Rosh, why the Rif was mashmid the Saloche? Because it's not Negea. Anyway, you have Tzuras HaPesach al Pnei Kuloi. Anyway, you have Tzuras HaPesach. It's not Negea Legabe Dei Raise. So Legabe the Gemore was with Goyres Rabbe. Remember the Gemara spoke Legabe Dei Raise. Shtayim Ki Ilchos v'Shishta Filu Tefach. Migu Dei Doifen in Yen Sukkah v'Doifen in Yen Shabbos. So the Gemara has a Migu Taka. But the Rif La'alocha that is a Tzuras HaPesach. It's not Negea Legabe Dei Raise. But it's Negea Legabe Dei Rabbonon. So the Ashlome and the Ran learned with the Asarif, Migu doesn't help. It's only Migu that have a Doifen in Sukkah. I have 3 walls for Sukkah, I have 3 walls for Shabbos. I don't have more than 3 walls for Shabbos. The Rosh says Fakel, Legabe de Rabbonon, Loi Tzorich. Legabe de Rabbonon, Loi Tzorich. What's it, the Pshat? So there's 2 ways to learn. He said one way, We can learn like we learn the Das Rashi. This is the most glatte pshat. The Tal Torah learns like this pshat in the Rosh. The Gemaras they have a pshat in the bottom. Zog the Rosh. Legabe the Rabbanon, I don't need the Migu. Chazal will not go there anyway. B'Shabbos the Sukkah. Like we said in Rashi, could be the Migu doesn't help legabe the Rabbanon. But Chazal will go through B'Shabbos the Sukkah. So legabe the Rais, the Gemara is going legabe the Rais. Because time kill chosesh sufilu tefach desu shusayochi doi reise. La loch, it's not negia, because anyway I have a tzuras a Pesach. What you telling me, the migu is negia legabi de rabonon? Legabi de rabonon leitzorich. Legabi de rabonon leitzorich. Anyway, chazal will not goizer isu tiltul b'shabes shil sukes. He killu lezerich mitzvah. Other you could say that he learned that it's pshite, that you say migu. Mikilte lechamirte. If you say migu from Sukkah to Shabbos, for sure you could be making from Sukkah to Reise to Tiltu to Rabbonon, you pshita that you could say a migu. It's not so mashma later in the sugyas. We'll learn like the first mahalach in the Rosh. That late sorry, because anyway it's muta. These are the two mahalach. The shita that is shver in the sugyas is shitas Rashi. I want to always catch me. Rashi learns, we saw in the sugya before that tzorich tzuras haPesach al pnei kuloi. Shitas Rashi ve'oisu letzuras haPesach al pnei kuloi. The Ripper was medayek in Rashi that the tzuras haPesach is still there. So why you need to come to a migu? Why you need a migu? It's anywhere you should say yochid reise. It's anywhere you should say yochid reise. Why you need a migu? Migu to have a doifel in yan sukkah, have a doifel in yan Shabbos. Why you have to come to a migu? You don't need a migu. It's anyway Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Shtayim ki ilchot lo shisa filu tefach. And you have a tzura sa Pesach. It's anyway Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So why you need to come to a migu? What? What? Nochamo. But like, you have a tzura sa Pesach. What means? Rove hold tzura sa Pesach. And you can't say that Rashi is Geiris Rabe. And on Mutbeis Rashi brings our Gemara. And he's Geiris Rove. So Rashi is Geiris Rove. Rove has a Tzuras HaPesach. So for what you need a migu? So if we'll say that the migu helps klapi the Rabbonon that you're allowed to carry, so you need a migu that you're allowed to carry. But we said the Pashas, the Gabi the carrying, Rashi learns like the Rosh we said. That the Dafnish comes to the migu because anyway Chazar will not go so. B'Shabesh HaSukkah. It's not mashma from Rashi that the whole migu is the Geir the Gabi the Rabbonon's. So no chabon. And the reef we had a kasha we answered, the Gemara is without Tzuras HaPesach. Dos is Rabbe, we're going to the Rove. The Rosh said the Gemara is without Rove, the Gemara is Rabbe. But Rashi learns the Gemara is Rove. And we can't answer that it's only seven. Rashi was the one that was meduik Tzuras HaPesach up Nikuloi. So if you're Rashi, for what we need a migu? For what we need a migu? It's anyway Rosh Hashayochi Doi Raise. If we're answering that Legabi Tiltul, the migu helps, like the Meiri, and this will be the Pshat in Rashi, and the Loshin Doifin Rashi is Lav Davke, like the one Pshat that we learned in the beginning of Shir, Ein Echanami. So we need a migu lefi Rashi, Chotch Klapi the Rabbonos. But if we learn that Legabi Rashi, the migu is in the Doifin. And why are you allowed to carry? Because anyway, he kilu letzerich mitzvah sukkah. Chazal will make it. Chazal will not go to mitzvah sukkah. So we may have a kasha. So why you need a migu? So the biur aloche, the sim, the tofer ishlamet zif, he shtoz on it. He shtoz on it in the hemshach asugya. Shmege yitzra. Zog the biur aloche, Rashi is talking in a case that a person didn't do a tzuras haPesach. He didn't do a Tzuras HaPesach. Rashi holds me, the Reis, Tzuras HaPesach is not ma'akev. And even so, you say a migu. Avad, he was over under the Rabbonon, Midai Reis, you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach, it's a Din de Rabbonon. And we're talking a person that didn't do the Din de Rabbonon, he only did the Din de Reis. But then we have it very stark. So Rashi is talking in a place that a person didn't do the Tzuras HaPesach, though Raya, Be'etzem, Rashi never mentioned it, like you're saying, Adayfin Nimshach. Rashi didn't mention it. So this person is not doing what he has to do. And even so, Migud have a doifel in Yan Sukkah, have a doifel in Yan Shabbos. And he's allowed to carry. I but mit der Rabbonon it's not a good Sukkah. The Teretz is not Meshane. The Migu mit der Rabbonon it's mit der Reise it's a Sukkah. So mit der Reise it's Rishus HaYochid. Vehikilu b'shabes a Sukkah. It's not Migu from Sukkah. Again, if we have to be mind with Rashi without Tzuras HaPesach, even if you have to do a Tzuras HaPesach mit der Rabbonon in a Sukkah, aber mit der Reise it's a good Sukkah, Migu da have a Deufel in Yan Sukkah, have a Deufel in Yan Shabbos. So Val, it's a Deufel in Yan Shabbos. B'meile, the migu helps that it's Rosh Hashayochid the Reise, and why you're allowed to carry? Not because migu of Sukkah, because with the Rabbonon it's also not a good Sukkah. Aber weil it's Rosh Hashayochid the Reise, he kilu letzerich mitzvah Shabbos. He kilu letzerich mitzvah Shabbos. These are the three shittas in the first chelik of the Sukkah. So again, this is the first migu, that's the last migu. Migu that have a doifin l'inyan Sukkah, have a doifin l'inyan Shabbos. It's a doifin in Yansukah and a doifin in Yanshatz. Now, let me get to the second chelik of the Gemara. The second chelik of the Gemara, it's really a mechudashnike Gemara. Migu de have a doifin in Yanshabbos, have a doifin in Yansukah. The case of the Gemara is Mavui, two sides, and a lechi. For Shabbos, it helps. Migu de have a doifin in Yanshabbos, it will help legabi Sukah. Let me get to say the Radvon. So we mentioned already what the Ore from the Emek Broche. Frag the Emek Broche, how you could say Migu from Shabbos to Sukkah? Migu da have a doifin l'inyan Shabbos, have a doifin l'inyan Sukkah. Shabbos is only deemed to be closed, it's not deemed tfanes. Sukkah is a deemed tfanes. The Migu could help. The Migu could say Migu da have a doifin l'inyan Shabbos, have a doifin l'inyan Sukkah. And Sukkah is an extra aloche. You have to have tfanes. And I want to be mechadet the kasha from the Emek Broche. Normally you'll answer me, it's not so shver. I have shtayim ki ilchoso, and I have a tefach. So I have the tfanis. I'm only missing the steamer. Aber Rashi says klar that the lechi is pochis mit tefach. So I don't have even shtayim ki ilchoso, she's afilu tefach. Rashi says shtayim ki ilchoso, ve'al lechi pochis mit tefach. If the lechi is pochis mit tefach, so I don't have even shtayim ki ilchoso. So verse Shneido, that we could say a Migu. Migu, that the Mokrim is closed for Shabbos, it's closed for Sukkah. But that Masbir does. On the Buskerov, it's leichter. Lefid the Buskerov, it's not kishver. So we finish that. Migu, that the Tfan is held for Sukkah, they help for, the Migu, that the Tfan is held for Shabbos, they help for Sukkah. So let me again say that. I want to tell on the Oros. Let me again say that. The first Teorado is Frag the Rashash and the Netziv and the Marcheshes. They ask a starke kasha. Migu da have a doifel le Shabbos, have a doifel in Yen Sukkah. So you have a Mavui, Shtayim ki ilchoso, Vainu, two sides of the Mavui, and you have a Lechi. And we say Migu da have a doifel le Shabbos, have a doifel le Sukkah. Migu da have a doifel le Shabbos, have a doifel le Sukkah. Most of the Rishonim learn that the Migu only helps in Shabbos. The Migu only helps in Shabbos. The Hainu. In the weekday, the Migu doesn't help. In Shabbos, when you come into the Movi in Shabbos, Migu da have Rishus HaYochid in Shabbos. So be mele, the Migu helps Klapi Sukkah. Aber only in Shabbos. During the week, the Sukkah is possible. So if you have a sukkah and a movie with a lechi, it's kosher in Shabbos Cholamoy and Sukkos. And the Rif will learn that it's kosher the whole week. We'll have to be masbir Pesach and Amud Beis, what is the Avonah and the Rif. But in the Pashtas HaGemorah is mevur that it's kosher in Shabbos Sukkos. During the week, we don't say the Migu. But in Shabbos, well, the Migu helps in Shabbos. Well, the Migu helps in Shabbos. Well, in Shabbos, the Shtayim Kiel Chosso, the Mavi with the Lechi, is considered Rishus HaYochid. So, while the Mavi with the Lechi is considered Rishus HaYochid, so, b'meile, it helps Klapi Sukkah. Frag the Rashash and the Netziv, it's Sukkah She'ein Re'uya L'Shiva. It's only kosher for one day. It's not kosher for 7 days. So, it's a Sukkah She'ein Re'uya L'Shiva. It's a Sukkah She'ein Re'uya L'Shiva. So how he could match it? The Gemara in Daf Chuf Gimel, how is the sukkah beroy she'ilon? The Gemara says, we have to have sukkah she'ein in ruy l'shiva, it's not kosher. This sukkah is not ruy l'shiva. So the Bismayim blacks are here. The Rashash in Daf Chuf Gimel wants to say, maybe sukkah she'ein in ruy l'shiva, it's only if the schach is not ruy l'shiva. But if the tfanis are not ruy l'shiva, there's no chasor of sukkah she'ein in ruy l'shiva. They say Chag Sukkah is Tassel Lecho Shivas Yomim. Tassel Lecho goes on the Schach because Taisa Blomina also is only on the Schach. So Mele, the Zod Bezach Roy Neshiva is only on the Schach. And Mishnah Berurah states not like that. Mishnah Berurah says if a person make walls from something that will dry in the middle of Sukkahs, it's possible because it's Ein Roy Neshiva, not only on the Schach. Right, so you didn't have to know if it's Mechitza Shein Yomim Beruach Metzuyah. Said, Dear the Rashash is claiming if it's mitzal ain't a royal shiva. I'm telling you more about the Rashash. Yeah, right. So the Netziv says, the Netziv wants to say such a svara. Zog the Netziv, maybe I'll say another test again. The Mismeir bleibt zorichir. The Rashash wants to say it's a din in the schach. Zog the Netziv, I have a better teretz. Ein roi l'shiva means that b'chefza it's temporary, it can't stand for 7 days. A belu yitzuya, what's standing now will stand for 7 days. No belondes of the halachas, it will not be kosher for 7 days. If belondes, it will not be kosher for 7 days, but not because it can't stand for 7 days. This is what the Netziv wants to answer. Even I'm not so partial, because here it will take and not stand for 7 days. Because if the migu falls off, the Londish wall falls off. I'm not so sure if you could say that here it's not considered as temporarily. The Londish wall is temporarily. The Londish will fall tomorrow. I can hear Tutz nodding. Zog the Netziv, but the Gemara later on, it's also, you can't go up in Shabbos, because it's an Isur to go up in Shabbos. And the Gemara calls it, it's not Roy Leshiva. Zog the Netziv, dear, it's Rav Meir, whole Sukkah, dear, Askva. All the Tirutzim, Azaitik and Tirutzim. So again, other Bubayim Tzorichir, other Tzadin and Deschach, other it's only if it's Mamash temporarily. Zog the Rashash, and the Netziv, we have a Poshta Teretz. A Poshta Teretz. It's not Shvel Bichlal. What is the Kash? It's Ein Roy Leshiva. Oh, but Migu da have a day for the Shabbos, have a day for the Sukkah. You're right, it's not Roy Leshiva. Oh, but for Shabbos it's kosher? So the Migu says, Migu da have a day for the Shabbos, have a day for the Sukkah. And top of that also. What do you have to problem? It's Ein Roy Leshiva, but for Shabbos it's good. Migu da have a day, but it's not good for 7 days. Migu. Every time when you say the problem, the Migu will win the problem. What are you saying? It's not good for 7 days. So it's not a good sukkah. But for Shabbos it's good. The Migdal will take care of this problem also. Say that. Not Roy Leshiva. 1 second. You have Shtanki Ilchos and you have a Lechi. It's not good. But if it's good for Shabbos, it's good for sukkah. What are you asking? It's not Roy Leshiva. But if it's good for Shabbos, it's good to see. This also you put into the Migdal. What? It's fakir. There's no Migdal. For Shabbos it's good. No, what do you say Migu did? It's not Shabbos. It's not Migu. It's no Migu. Yeah, but there's no Shusayoch. It's not Shabbos. It's no Migu did. Oh, video. It's a modern Zach. This Migu is a very interesting Migu. Why is it a very interesting Migu? Because it's mamish like the case of the Milchas Chinuch, Sukkah Gzula. Say it's kosher and Shabbos Chol HaMoed, because Gozul is only a psul in Sukkah. Someone steals the house, it stays in Shusayochim. No, so Migul have a devil in Shabbos, have a devil in Sukkah. Milchas Chinuch wants to say in Shin Chofei that Migul have a devil in Shabbos, have a devil in Sukkah, will help also in the Sukkah Gzula. We said Avadi lo yala al adas. Avadi lo yala al adas to say such a Migul. Why? Migul have a devil. If a person steals walls and he makes it in Shusayochim, so Milchas Chinuch wanted to say, if it helps to make a Rosh Hashanah, it will help to make a Mechitza for Shabbos. And we say there's no Shaychus. Why is no Shaychus? Gosul, it's a Deifim for Shabbos, it's a Deifim for Sukkah, it's a Psul in the Sukkah. What Shaychus to say Amigu? What Shaychus to say Amigu? Is that Shaychus here Amigu? Migudah is if it's missing a wall, but for Shabbos it's considered walls. Migudah is considered a wall for Shabbos, it's a wall for Sukkah. A person steals walls, so for mitzvah baba aveira, chag Sukkah ta'aser lecho, but for Shabbos it's good to be good for Sukkah? Chaschim chatech atzad, but it's very right. It's mamish like the Rashash and the Nitziv. It's a psul of Sukkah she'en roi l'shiva, but on Shabbos it's not a psul of ein roi l'shiva. So Migudah have a day for the Shabbos, have a day for the Sukkah. Okay, it's a little bit better than the Michas Chinuch. It's a psul bin chesvanis. It's a deifin shein roi l'shiva. It's a deifin dike psul. But it's right. It's very right. It's very right to say such a migu. Very right to say such a migu. So, again, we see from this achroinim again, it's not humble that the migu could work mamish fakert. That the migu could work mamish fakert. If it helps for Shabbos, it helps for Sukkah. And it could take care also of the chisorim if Sukkah shein roi l'shiva. It's very right. I'm saying, we'll go back to Michas Chinuch, so it goes also. Till when? Till when we'll say the migus? But let me get into Vaita. Let me get into Vaita. This person is the oimek though. So the Gemara says you say a migu from Shabbos to Sukkah. You have a lechi, dainu, mavui, two sides of the mavui, and a little lechi. Migu to have a doifen le Shabbos, have a doifen le inyan Sukkah. Migu to have a doifen le Shabbos, have a doifen le inyan Sukkah. So if you put schach on it, you're allowed to sit there and Shabbos schach lamoy. Okay, lefi the rif, we never had a kash, it's kosher for 7 days, taka, but lefi all the rishonim, it's kosher for Shabbos. Fregen alle rishonim ashal, the Ran, the Rosh, Tesis in Amud Beis, the second Tesis, the first Tesis, we'll see later. All of the Rishonim has a kasha. But Hatzachai, this is Be'etzem, Amud Beis, this is Be'etzem, the Chilik HaKosh Shal HaSugi. A person has in Shabbos a Movui, Shtayim Ki Ilchosoi in Alechem. You're not allowed to carry. Midei Reis has Rishus HaYochid. We look at it like two walls and a little piece, Ki'ilu is closed. But we said, even if I have three closed walls, I'm not allowed to carry. So how we say, Miguda have a doifin le'ini on Shabbos, have a doifin le'ini on Sukkah? For Shabbos it's not good. Midei Reis says good. But Midei Rabbonon it's not good. Midei Rabbonon you're not allowed to carry inside this lechi, inside this mavui. So if Midei Rabbonon you're not allowed to carry inside this mavui, if Midei Rabbonon you're not allowed to carry here. So Midei Rabbonon, if you have a mavi with a lechi, you're not allowed to carry inside this place. So if you're not allowed to carry Midei Rabbonon inside this place, so how you say amigo? You're right, Midei Raisa is Rishus HaYochi. So Midei Raisa you have a amigo for the Sukkah. But Midei Rabbonon, it's not a Rishus HaYochi. So Midei Rabbonon, it's not a Sukkah. How you say amigo? As they frag the Ram, the Rosh, the Tesis, all of the Rishonim has this kasha. What helps the Gemara to say? If you have a mavi with a pas lechi, the migud have a doifin inyan Shabbos, have a doifin inyan Sukkah. Long as we took care of the mikvah, it migud works. But with the rabbanon, it doesn't help in Shabbos. So with the rabbanon, the Sukkah has to be possible. The Sukkah has to be possible with the rabbanon. What? But with the rabbanon, Shabbos it's all. But with the rabbanon, it's also not. But with Shabbos it's also not a reshus with the rabbanon. Yeah, again, but with the rabbanon, Shabbos is not a reshus, so in Sukkah it's also not a reshus. Why? We'll see, maybe. You're right, laugh. So we'll start. The Ram answers, maybe we'll start from Tesis. Tesis in Amud Beis says, we're talking in a Movui that is closed from four sides. It's closed from four sides. So why you have to go to the Migu? Tesis makes a cheshbon, the schach is only on this side, not on that side. But Ravada, if the Movui is open from one of the sides, Miken is Ogen HaMigu. We'll see in Amud Beis, Tesis is Maimi, that the Movui is closed. The Ran says similar. The Movi is inside Rishus HaYochid. So the Ran and Tesis answers, both of them answer the same story. Avada, we're talking that the Movi helps also with the Rabbanon. If this movie doesn't help me, the Rabbanon, nishtov asurel. If this movie doesn't help me, the Rabbanon, so you can't say migu. You write the midorai, say it helps. But vada doesn't help me, the Rabbanon, so it can't help me. So the Rabbanon, the sukkah has to be possible. What the hell that you make a migu? Migu that have a doifin in sukkah, have a doifin in Shabbos, and migu that have a doifin in Shabbos, have a doifin in sukkah. But if the Rabbanon and Shabbos it's possible, so the Rabbanon and sukkah, the sukkah is possible. You can't eat in the sukkah. So the Rishonim answer, we're talking in a movie that the movie is also good midorai, also with the Rabbanon. It's inside the Chotzer, so why you need to come to the Migu? So the Rishonim, every Rishon has a Chetim, so why you need to come to the Migu? The Moshe, the Rosh, the taste system would best says, the movie is closed, but he only puts Chach in the outside part. So it's Rishonim, the Rabbanon. The Melet, all of the Cheshbonos, on Amud Beis, we'll see all the Rishonim, when the Gemara starts goofy. How to be mine. But this is one way the Rishonim answer. The Rosh says the second Teretz. This is the famous Rosh. Mid the Rabbanon, they will make it a Tzarech Mitzvah Sukkah that you're allowed to carry here. So maybe you could say the Migu. Because if they let you to carry, then you could say the Migu. It's a Chiddush. Before we said after the Migu, they let you to carry. You forget. They know that if you can't carry, the Migu will not help you to make a Sukkah. And while they want you to tzarech mitzvah, so they let you to carry in such a mavui, so now you can make a real mikvah to be matur the sukkah. Here's the Rosh that says, "Klol tzarech mitzvah sukkah." Chazal took away the issur the rabbanon of carrying, and the mele they were matur you to carry. The mele you could make a mikvah. What? Because here it's inside. It's not. They have no when yes and when not. The tzarech mitzvah sukkah ikilu. No, so the migu is, if this helps side of the rice and side of the rabbanon to be a reshus now, the melech helps klapi sukkah. So again, so we have a kasha. The Gemara says migu da have a doifinin on Shabbos, have a doifinin on sukkah. The shayl is movi with a lechi is not matter with the rabbanon. It's only matter with the rice. So how you have a migu? So we have two drochim. Other we're talking in a zam movi that helps also with the rabbanon. See the Ran and the Rosh. Everyone says his parents that we're talking in Ushusayochi. The movi is closed. So we have to know when you have to come to the migu. We'll see in the Rishonim and Amud Beis different chetimtzes. And the Rosh says no. Chazal will matter to carry. So Chazal will matter to carry, they will matter the Tzerech Mitzvah Tzukre, they will matter the Yisru the Rabbonon to carry, the Meile Vav, they will matter the Yisru the Rabbonon to carry, the Meile Bechai Gavne is no Yisru Tiltu. The Meile is no Yisru Tiltu, the Meile you can make the Migu. If you see the Rashi, then Rashi steht nicht as it. Look at the Rashi inside. Rashi, what is in the Rashi inside? Ve'ilu Sukkah de Shabbos, Dibur HaMasril, ve'ilu Sukkah de Shabbos, imasuye kemovui, steht fannes zuke neged zu sagilo belechi zokuf etzel hayoytze af al gav dein roch hui tefa de migu da avadeifel le Shabbos avadeifel le suke de omaru mishum de isle migu omar rochi לדידוך דה אמס לכם שום מחיצה ובולה שלו לא הכי אנו דה רייסה מחיצה ומתו של היוחי נמי נהיד מדה רבונו נהיד מדי רבונן אוסור מדי רייסה מיימותו דאמרו משום דאיסלם מיגו אמר אוכל זאת רשי נהיד מדי רייסה מדי רבונן אוסור you're not allowed to carry in such a movie אבל מדי רייסה you're allowed to carry in such a movie נהיד מדי רבונן אוסור מדי רייסה שור so רשי says לא נהיד מדי רבונן אוסור מדי רבונן you're not allowed to carry in such a movie. So it means that it doesn't help me, the Rabbanon. And even so, you say a migu. So we're coming out of a shvere kasha. So what does it say? That it's only midei raisa, you yetz achila suke, but nice you're not allowed to eat in that suke? It can be. Has to be, if Chazal say a migu legabi suke, it means that you're allowed to eat in that suke. Not that if you ate, you don't get a aveira. The migu and the shayla is, vay legabi Shabbos, it doesn't help, because midei Rabbanon you're not allowed to carry. If midei Rabbanon you're not allowed to carry, so the chulim and the rabbanon, it's not a good shot. It doesn't help the gabi Shabbos. How it helps the gabi sukkah? This is the kasha, and be'etzem the Ran and the Rosh and Tosfos, and every one of them said a different way why here you're allowed to carry with the rabbanon. So the Marshon of Yeshua asked the kasha, and the Marshon of Yeshua say, chenami. Rashi means like the Rosh. Rashi means like the Rosh. That midrabbonon chazal will matter to carry. You write that Rashi doesn't say it, but this is what Rashi means. Rashi means that you're allowed to carry midrabbonon. Letzarech mitzvah sukkah. Rashi means without the cheshbonos. But klapi the sukkah, like we said before, Rashi learns like the Rosh, chazal will matter isur tiltu, because they want me to have a migu. That's kind of sad. Even if Rashi holds like that, he didn't say it. If the whole lomdus of the sugya is because if Chazal will matir with the Rabbanon, so now I have a migu, like the Rosh says, the Rashi had to say it. If Rashi will learn like the Ran and Tesis, then it's a case that you're allowed to carry, Rashi had to mention it. Rashi not only that doesn't mention it, Rashi makes a point to make it clear that with the Rabbanon you're not allowed to carry. Then the Hidden with the Rabbanon also, with the Reis and Mirshori. Rashi makes it clear that with the Rabbanon you're not allowed to carry. So how you have a migu? How you have a migu? Yes, how you have a migu? Let's see the kash. So there's two ways to answer. That's a hand good. One way, let's see the mir and nusach. It's gewaldic. Einachanami. Rashi learns, every time the migu could work two ways. Till now we said the migu helps and the reshus. Azevi, it helps for Shabbos, it helps for Sukkah. Azevi, it helps for Sukkah, it helps for Shabbos. So we ask him, but here it doesn't help for Shabbos. With the Rabbanon, it doesn't help for Shabbos. It helps with the Reise, but it doesn't help with the Rabbanon. The answer is like this. Although with the Reise, it helps. So it means the three rules we have, we don't have three rules. Yeah. The Levi makes you, we have three rules. The Mele and Sukkah, you have three rules. For sukkah, it's enough to have three walls. But mainly, you're allowed to eat in the sukkah. If you try to make migu that this place becomes a reshus for Shabbos, will become a reshus for sukkah, you're right. It's not a reshus for Shabbos, but the rabbanon, it doesn't work. But the Torah says, about three walls, rabbanon maskim is done. Because Chazal don't let the carry in three walls. About nine, you have mavui, two sides, and you have a little lech. So with the Raisa, the Lechi Kilo finishes, you have three walls. With the Rabbanon, even with three walls, I'm not allowed to carry. So again, we ask the kasha like this. You have Shtei Mavu and you have a Lechi. Migu that, the Deifel in the Shabbos, have a Deifel in the Sukkah. Frag the Rishayin, but you're not allowed to carry with the Rabbanon there. So the Melech with the Rabbanon is not good for Shabbos. So the Sukkah that is kosher with Migu can't be better from the Shabbos. So if in the Shabbos it doesn't work with the Rabbanon, so let it not to work with the Rabbanon in the Sukkah. This is the kasha. The answer is like this. Why did the Rai says becomes a reshus ayochid? Because when you have two walls and a little piece, when you have two walls and a little piece, so midai Rai say keilu it's closed. So I say a migu like this: midai Rai says keilu closed. So keilu I have three walls for sukkah. If I have three walls, I'm allowed to eat inside the sukkah. Here I will not make migu from the reshus. I'll explain. The moshe in the first case we hashtag keilchos reshus afilu tefach. So we said, okay, midai raisa is kilu tree, but why am I allowed to carry? No, but migu, the place is called sukkah, it's called Shabbos. So it helped even for the derabonon. Now, the problem was fakert. Midai rabonon, it's not called a reshus for Shabbos. So how I can make migu that it's good for Shabbos, it's good for sukkah? The Torah is not every time I have to go with a migu with a reshus. I could say, but lemaisa, I have three walls. Midai raisa, I kilu have three walls. You're right, but the Rabbanon three is not enough. Rabbanon didn't say that I don't have three walls. Chazal said you need four walls to carry in Shabbos. Again, the Rabbanon says I need four walls to carry in Shabbos. Rabbanon didn't say that two walls are not enough. Three walls are not enough. Rabbanon said to carry in Shabbos, you need three walls. Two is not enough. I need three walls to carry in Shabbos. Now, four I need with the Rabbanon. But the Nether, they said that three are not walls. Three is not enough to carry in Shabbos. Besaydah. Oh, but I'll give you a marshal to be masked. Lama Zogun, I'll ask you a shayla. Lama Zogun, we say, Migu da ve doifin inyan kilayim, have ve doifin inyan sukkah. I don't know if we say or not, but Lama Zogun, we say such a Migu. So a person will have a mavui with a lechi. Then he put inside grapes, and outside he put chitim. Okay, but migu that the doifen is nishach, so for kilayim you're allowed to. So he wants to say migu that the doifen in kilayim have a doifen in sukkah. You say, hey, but for Shabbos it's not good. What are the shaykhs? But for Kilayim it's good, so I could say a migu. I have now two kind of migus. If I want to say migu that it's a reshus, so you're right, with a rabbonon it's not a reshus for Shabbos. But I'm saying, but klapi din doifen. Klapi a doifen, it's called a doifen, yes. Klapi doi reise, rabbonon didn't take away the doifen. Rabbonon, I'm asking that it's called a doifen, klapi doi reise. They just said the treat fanas are not enough for carry. So here we say a migu in the doifen. Migu to have a doifen in your sukkah, have a doifen in your Shabbos. Ein chenami klapi the reshus. It's not a reshus with the rabbonon. Or we klapi the doifen, it's called a doifen. It's a doifen gmur that I'm allowed to carry on Shabbos. If it's a doifen gmur that I'm allowed to carry on Shabbos, the male I have a migu. Migul have a doifen, the lechi is nimshach, the inyan Shabbos have a doifen, inyan suk. This is what Rashi says. Rashi was mazben, he hid with the rabbon and it doesn't help, but with the reis it's become a reshu sayochi. It's a doifen gmuro legabi reshu sayochi. If it's a doifen gmuro legabi reshu sayochi, so the migu helps, that it's called a doifen legabi reshu sayochi, so I can make a migu from the doifen. Good. But I want to tell you a chidush from Zog the Machzis HaShekel. Even if we're medayek this Rashi, that Rashi didn't want to say that Chazal will matir to carry. Even if we don't want to say that Chazal will matir to carry, they can't start the migu with that. So we only could say migu that have a doifin legabi reshu sayochi doi raise, the mele it's a migu legabi the suke, and now the suke becomes kosher. Zog the machzis HaShekel, but listen very carefully what you do a second after. But now that it's kosher le suke, migu that have a doifin in yon suke helps legabi Shabbos that you're allowed to carry. We have the first migu. And suke we said, it's a suke, maybe it's called suke, you're allowed to carry. This is the first Rashi. So Zog the machzis HaShekel, so it goes like this. The migu that it's the doiraisa legabi Shabbos helps completely for sukkah. Sukkah is enough three walls. After I have a sukkah, migu that I have a doifen le sukkah, it's now a doifen for Shabbos that you're allowed to carry. So the aloch is like the shekel you're allowed to carry, even if you're Rashi. What Rashi said you're not allowed to carry was only the first step. When you start to come to do the migu, it's like the machzis HaShekel. You can't start to do the migu. Why? Because with the rabbonon, it's not a good migu. So we say, "Eina chenami, hol shtikl teire." So Yeshua said, "Varsho, no, Rashi is going with the rosh chazal umati." No, 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 on the rosh. The migu starts midoy raise. Aber midoy raise is reshus hayochid, three walls for sukkah. It's enough. So the migu becomes a migu legabi sukkah that I have three walls in the sukkah. After I have three walls in the sukkah, migu I have a definitely not sukkah. I have a definitely not Shabbos. You start the first Rashi, then you're allowed to carry it. It's a migu in the reshus. So you start with a migu from the doifen, and after you matter the migu from the doifen, the man, you matter the reshus. So man, it's like the shekel la'aloche, I don't see a machlekes here. La'aloche, everyone holds you allowed to carry. Just although you say that Dosti Gufi Rashi learned that this was the reason of the takone, like the Rosh, other, even if you say Shtikul Teres, like the Machzis HaShekel, but in the end of the day, you'll be allowed to carry Lefi Rashi. It's a chidush.